In CI News this week, the two longest-serving MPs in the House of Commons urged their colleagues to reject Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide proposals. Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson faces renewed calls to implement a new law ensuring universities protect free speech. And a neonatal intensive care unit in Hull is saving the lives of babies born at 22 weeks. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 22nd of November. I'm Angus Saul. Labour MP Diane Abbott and Conservative MP Sir Edward Lee, mother and father of the House, have said it would be unsafe for MPs to endorse Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill. Speaking from opposite benches, but united in their opposition, the veteran parliamentarians described the bill as rushed and flawed. With only 18 days for MPs to consider the details of the proposed change in the law, they warned that the parliamentary process has been lamentable and wholly unacceptable for a matter of such importance. They also expressed concern about how the new legislation would be implemented in practice, particularly as regards to vulnerable groups, and argued that the only adequate safeguard is to keep the current law unchanged. Last week, Health Secretary Wes Streeting stated, "If Parliament chooses to go ahead with assisted dying, it is making a choice that this is an area to prioritise for investment." He emphasised that any new service would have resource implications and would come at the expense of other competing pressures and priorities. Over 25 authors, intellectuals and celebrities have called on the government to implement a new law ensuring universities protect free speech. In an open letter to Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson, prominent cultural figures including novelist Antonia Fraser, philosopher A.C. Grayling and historian Tom Holland warned, "Free speech in universities is a bedrock of freedom in literature and all the arts, yet it is being eroded." Lauding the Higher Education Freedom of Speech Act as the best hope of restoring a more tolerant climate in our universities, the signatories hoped the government will not continue to thwart this important measure for the preservation of humane and liberal values. A member of the Scottish Parliament has called for an LGBT Youth Scotland pilot scheme in primary schools to be scrapped. Pam Gosell, MBE, who represents West Scotland, criticised East Dumbartonshire Council for partnering with the controversial activist group and highlighted the danger of allowing an organisation known for promoting trans ideology to work with children of primary school age. The MSP reminded the council that the CAS review found this ideology not only harms gender-questioning children, but also children who are asked to accept that a classmate is able to change sex. Posting a copy of her letter on X, Gosell said she was deeply disturbed to learn of the proposed scheme. Children should be left to be children and should not be confused by trans ideology. And finally, in the past 18 months, all five babies in Hull's neonatal intensive care unit, born before 23 weeks, have survived. Baby Mabel, born at 22 weeks and 5 days, has been discharged from the unit at Hull University Teaching Hospitals Trust and transferred to a hospital closer to home, though she has yet to reach her original due date. And Zachary, born at 22 weeks and 6 days, arrived weighing just 520 grams, scarcely the weight of half a bag of sugar. Now, after 2.5 months of care, Mum Lauren is hopeful he will be discharged soon. Neonatal matron Francesca Matthews described the unit as one of the best in England. "We have all the technology and equipment to be able to care for those babies, and our survival and success rate is incredibly high. Babies are going home. I think that's a really lovely thing for a family to see." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching, and have a blessed weekend.